I will describe those first school days in the Porcupine. The blackboards eventually came and were installed. On one wall was hung a picture of Custer's last stand. On another wall hung a picture of the death of Wolfe on the Plains of Abraham. On the front wall over the blackboard was hung a Union Jack flag. The children's coats hung on nails at the back of the class. Two outhouses, one for the boys and one for the girls, were out in the back of the building. During the week, the teacher would have a spelling bee. This was enjoyed by all. I can't imagine why that would be, but in any case. Friday afternoon was a period devoted to entertainment. Each of us would have a song or a recitation. I remember one of my friends always recited, "I asked my mother for 50 cents to see the elephant jump the fence. He jumped so high he reached the sky and never came down till the 4th of July." We weren't allowed to talk or whisper in school. There was no moving about of any kind. We were taught reading, writing, arithmetic, geography, spelling, and history. And woe betides a student who didn't have his homework done. This is what school was like in the early days.